Happy New Year, FETI parents and students. I hope you enjoyed the last 2 weeks with family celebrating the holiday season. Our classes resume on Monday at FETI. I am excited about all the great things we have planned for them this upcoming month. Here are a few reminders. The end of the semester is on Thursday, January 24th. Final grades will be submitted and those grades will travel with your students to high school. Please check ARIES frequently this month and encourage your child to do their very best. Our second reminder is that student-led conferences are on Thursday, January 31st, so save the date. More details about that event are coming soon. What follows are a few highlights of student learning in 2018. Enjoy their recaps.
Feliz Año Nuevo, padres y estudiantes. Espero que hayan disfrutado las últimas dos semanas con su familia. Las clases resumen este lunes en la Escuela FETI. Estamos muy contentos de compartir algunos eventos que van a ocurrir este mes. Primariamente, el semestre se termina el jueves 24 de enero. Los estudiantes recibirán sus calificaciones finales el 24 de enero. Favor de revisar ARIES frecuentemente este mes y motivar a su hijo o hija que trabaje duro este mes. El siguiente recordatorio es que las conferencias de los estudiantes serán el jueves 31 de enero. Guarden el día, más detalles sobre esa fecha serán compartidas muy pronto. Finalmente, lo que sigue son algunos resúmenes de los estudiantes sobre su aprendizaje en el año 2018. Disfruten los resúmenes de los estudiantes.
Hello, Valeria. Tell me a little about your week so far in our English class.
This week, we learned about the Fall 13 mission highlights.
What did you find interesting?
One fact I found interesting this week was how their mission was a successful failure.
Was there something that you found difficult this week?
What I found difficult this week was writing a paragraph for the slideshow presentation we made.
What activity do you feel helped you the most this week?
I feel that the most helpful activity was a presentation that we did in front of our teammates because it can help in the future when we have to present in front of the class in college.
Thank you so much for sharing your experience.
You're welcome.
Hello, Lisa. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on today's podcast.
This month, we were all able to select a book to read. Which book did you select?
This month, I read The Vow of Village by Lemony Snicket.
That sounds interesting. On a scale of 1 to 5, what would you rate it?
I personally give this book 5 stars.
Would you encourage someone to read the book?
I encourage students to read this book if they like suspense and excitement.
What did the book focus on?
The book mainly focused on 3 kids trying to escape the hands of Count Olaf.
Great. Where can a student interested in the book pick up a copy?
A copy of the book is available in the school library.
Thank you so much for your time. I look forward to reading this book as well.
Last month, our students started using a program named Quill, which helps them with their grammar. And they also had the opportunity to write their first 5-paragraph explanatory essay. Listen to our student, John, who had a lot to share about his experience.
This week, we started using Quill. How do you feel about the program so far?
Well, I feel like Quill is like a good program because it helps us fix our mistakes in our sentence and also could help us in our CAPS test for the state test and be prepared for any thing that we have to do in our expository test and for any writing assignments.
Okay. When you were working on the program, what kind of mistakes did you find yourself making a lot that you're like, oh, I need to fix that?
Sometimes adding words or taking away some words.
Okay, when you were combining sentences?
Yeah, combining
Okay. sentences. Did you find yourself making any mistakes in like capitalization or punctuation at all?
Not really.
It was mostly just like the organization of the words. Okay, so that's good. So this week we also finished our essay, right? We finished our outline for our first essay. How do you feel about that?
I think so. It was great because it helped us getting ready for any expository test. And it could help us like for the state exam.
What did you feel was the most difficult part? Or did you feel like it was longer than you thought it had to be?
I thought it was way longer because 8 sentences is like a lot, and I usually write 5 sentences in a paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped me realize what I need to write and how I need to start my paragraph.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so last year when you took the state exam and you had to write an essay, do you feel like you wrote that much, or did you like now understand like, oh, I should have written a little bit more?
Well, I feel like I should write a little bit more, just like you taught us, and we should explain even more.
Okay. What were some things that we went over that you feel like, oh, I didn't even think about adding that?
Well, you taught us how to write like our mission to achieve their goals, and that one, like, it helped us. What's it called? Right, explain more or help us understand.
Kind of like elaborating your examples. What part was the most difficult part? The part where you feel like, I don't know if I can do that on my own yet. Like, I need a little more practice with that.
Yeah, I think so. It's difficult to like do it on your own because it's sometimes it's difficult, or you could be like not sure what to write or how to start.
Which part did you feel like was the hardest? Like the body paragraphs, the introduction, the conclusion?
I think so. It was the introduction and conclusion.
Yeah, those parts were a little bit more like difficult because you can't use like textual evidence in those parts, right?
Our seventh grade student, Albert, also had some thoughts about Quill and the essay writing process. Listen to what he has to say.
Week and last week, we've been working on our explanatory essay. What did you learn from this experience? Now that you saw how long the essay needs to be, what do you realize now that maybe you didn't do last year that you will do this year?
What I've noticed is that there's more, like, I have to put in, like, more detail in my essays, because, like, I have a habit where I don't, but like, now, since I'm in a higher grade, now I have to, like, put in more detail, whatever I need that I read, and I have to write it down, and then try to,
What part do you think is going to be the most difficult for you so far to do on your own? Like, which part did you feel like, oh, I still need help with this section? Like, I might not be able to do that on my own quite yet.
My conclusion.
The conclusion paragraph. That seems like a lot of people are going to need help with that. So we probably need to review that a little bit more. Yeah. What part did you feel like, oh, I know how to do that. I can do that on my own.
The first, second, and third.
The body paragraph?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you feel like you were already using, like, those type of transition words and using quotes in your writing before?
Yeah, I've seen some. I have done that before.
Okay. So then maybe just, like, your introduction and conclusion are the parts that maybe you need help with?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very cool. This week you also started using Quill. This is the first time we start using it, and we've used it maybe two or three times now. How do you feel about Quill overall?
What I like about Quill is that it helps me out on my grammar, and it helped me out for like what I need to improve. I need to revise my what I typed, and that's to put in quotations and just like being more specific what I type.
Okay.
Right before winter break, our ELD students read Olivia Claus. Listen to what Evelyn had to say about the book.
Hello, Evelyn. Thank you for taking the time to speak to me today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on today's podcast.
This week, we were able to read a book in class. What book did you read?
This week, I read Olivia Claus by Pat Resnick.
That sounds interesting. On a scale of 1 to 5, what would you rate the book?
I personally give this book 4 stars.
Would you encourage someone to read this book?
I encourage students to read this book if they like Christmas stories.
What did the book focus on?
The book focuses on Olivia trying to find Matilda, her stuffed monkey.
Great. Where can a student interested in the book pick up a copy?
A copy of the book is available with Ms. Gomez.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much for your time, Evelyn. I look forward to reading the book as well.
You're welcome. I hope you enjoyed the book as much as I did.
Thank you, Evelyn.
Thank you so much for listening to our students and taking the time to listen to our podcast. I look forward to sharing more details with you this school year.